We are in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph by the Mishneh. Af Hasim Lo Hoysa Bechlal Koleilu. It says, Kol Avedis Achicha. So from Kol Avedis Achicha, we know all Avedis. So why did the Torah have to be Mefaret Simla? V'lomo Yotzos, Lahaki Shaleo Loimaloch. Ma Simla Miyuchedes Sheyeshbo Simonim Vyeshlo Toivim. Av Koldovo Sheyeshbo Simonim Vyeshlo Toivim Chayev Lahachiz. So let us see Rashi. Bechlal Koleilu Bigmorim Meforishlo. Lomo yotzoso vechintase lisimlosoi. Stam simlo yesh bo simin. Vechol simlo yesh lo bailim toivin oiso. Shleinasis elo bidei odom. Vleibos mina hefker. Of course, yesh lo toivim lemutim midi diyedinim bei demiyayish. Now, we have to know that this is a difficult Rashi. If we learn Rashi kipshutoi, so let us again see this Rashi. Stam simlo yesh lo simin. Fine, not all simlo. Stam simlo is a simin. But it seems we're not speaking about simonim now. V'chol simlo yeshlo bailim toivin oiso. Every simla has bailim toivin oiso. Now, who says every simla has bailim toivin oiso? That means toivin oiso, the Rashi says, sheshlo toivim lemutim midi diyedinibay de miyayish. That means that if he's miyayish, he's not toiveya. Now, it says simla. Now, we're learning out from the Pasuk that if he's Miyayish, you don't have to return it. How do you know if he's Miyayish, you don't have to return it? Because it says Simla. And Simla is, you have Bailam Toivin Oysa. Who says, if there's such a concept of Yush, so you don't have to return it. If there's no concept of Yush, you do have to return it. How did Rashi get, number one, b'chol simla yesh la bailim toivin oiso? Every simla has bailim which are toiveya. Who says? He's toiveya. Simen Rashi b'chol masach nishvistadik van simen. Rashi b'chol stam simla yesh la simon, but then Rashi goes away from Simon. Taisus has a whole parasha with Simon. Rashi Bechlal doesn't talk about Simon. V'chol simla yesh l'baylem toivin oiso. Shleinasis ela b'dei odom. So Rashi proves it. Shleinasis because it doesn't grow on trees. That means that if a simla would grow on trees, so it. But a simla doesn't grow on trees. Vleibos min a hefker doesn't come in a hefker. That means if a simla would come in a hefker, so good. So, but a simla does not grow on trees. It's bos bidei odom. So it's very difficult as Rashi. If Rashi is coming to tell us that you only mechuyev to return something that's not hefker. That's true. That's 100% true. That a simla is not loy bos min hefker. That a simla is not bos min hefker. So if the pasuk is coming to tell us that if something is hefker, you're not mechuyev to be machzir. So Tosfos asks the Baba Kamas, what's the chiddush? Who should you return it? If it's hefker, who should you return it? That would be the mashmois of this chelik of the sentence. But Rashi says a whole bunch of other words. Rashi doesn't say we're mamayitavke. Rashi at the end comes up and says, Avkoshesh leitoy, mlutim midi, yedine beidim yayish. We're learning out from a posik that after years you don't have to return it. So where do we see this in the posik? So Rashi started off by saying, "V'chosim or yesh lo baylim toivinoisa." Now, how do you know that yesh lo baylim toivinoisa means lafuki yish? Which is the saying the posse? It is a difficult Rashi. From the base Aaron, I think, he learned Pshat and the Rashi as follows. Rashi is saying two things. First, Rashi is saying the halacha we derive from similar, and then Rashi is going to say how we derive it. So first, Rashi is saying like this. The halacha we derive, v'chol simlo yeshlo bailim toivin oiso. Every simlo is bailim toivin oiso. And that's the next Rashi, Lemuti midi di yadina bei de miyayish. That's the halacha. We learn out a simle is something that the bailim is toiveya, and if he's not toiveya, if he's miyayish, you're not mechuyev to return it. This is the makor that you don't have to return it after yish. Period. That's the limud. Now, how do you know this? He's good. How do you know this? The whole simla loy bos mina hefka. Every a simla is some. The Torah gave us a dugme. The Torah gave us a dugme of something that is not hefka. That's a simla is not hefka. Loy bos mina hefka. So the pasuk is telling us. Everything that is not doime lehefka, you're mechuyev to return. That is the lima. The Torah gave us a dugma of simla. Simla is a dovo that's not bomi lehefka. So the posik is coming to tell us, not to tell us that hefka you don't have to return. That I don't need a posik for that. The posik is telling us that everything that is not dumya the hefker, you also don't have to return. And that is the makar that you don't have to return after yish. Lemutimidi to miyayish bay. That means you have something that the bailim are not interested anymore in getting it back. So that is a similarity to hefker. So that is the drash. That's how Rashi, that's L'chayr Pshat and Rashi. Again, let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Stam sim lo yesh bo simen. And finish it. That's the beginning of what the Tana said. But that is not noigeya to the limud of yish, which Rashi is going to speak about. V'chol sim lo yesh lo bailim toivin oiso. Every simla is a dugme of something that you have a bailim toiveya. Lemute midi di dine bei de miyayish. That is the halacha that I learned. That's what that halacha that I learned. Now, how do I know where's this nichla, where's this merumis in simla? Because simla is shalainasis elobide yodim leibos mina hefke. Simla is something that is not bo mina hefke. That means it's not, so it is not bo mina hefke, so it is telling us that something that's not bo mina hefke, there's a chiyav hashoveh. So it's not coming to tell us that there's no chiyav hashoveh on hefke, so it's coming to tell us that anything that is similar to bo mina hefke, and that is not similar to similar, there's no chiyav hashoveh. And what is dumya de hefke? Something that the bailim are not interested in being teveya. That lechere is pshat and rashi. Zog toisvis, ma simla toisvis did not learn like rashi. Ma simla miyuchedes sheyesh lo simonim viyesh lo toivim. B'merube omrinen b'gneive yalfinen yish me'aveide. That b'gneive, the world wants to learn out yish from aveide. V'im toime v'aveide gufa minolo. How do we know that by aveide there's such a concept of yish? We learn out from that what the Tanna said. The ma'asim lemiyuchede sheyesh bo simin bein abaylim misyayishin elo toivim sheyachsiru lehem b'simon. That means that the drash is that the ikar characteristic of simle, the simle has a simin. And because a simle has a simin, that is why the baylim are teveya. Because they have proved that this is theirs. So memela, everything that the Bailam has proved that it is theirs, sinis teveya, simuchiv to return it to him. But something that the Bailam does not have proved that it is theirs, so therefore they're miyayish from it, because they have no way of retrieving it, so then you're not muchiv to return it. That's how Taisvus learns. According to Taisvus, the Ike drash is from Simen. Because it has a Simen, that is why the Bailim do not give up hope to retrieve it. And that is why Yimachuyiv to return. The Malach and Afkelot, the Masimul Mochedish Eshbo Simen, Vein a Bailim is Yaishim Elotoivim Sheach Ziru Lahem B'Simon. Period. Now, this is very good if you hold Simonim the Reise. So, Mamela, then the Posik flows Gewaltig. So, Taisu says, but there's a whole sugi in the Gemara that maybe Simonim is a Darabonam. Now, if Simonim is a Darabonam, so, how do I learn out from this Posik that, if he's Miyayish, if he's Miyayish, he can keep it, it's Dumya, you only have to return it when he has a Simon that he's not Miyayish. The Simon is also Miyayish, because Simonim Darabona. So Taisvah says, Afilu I Simonim Lavdi Reise. Afilu Simonim is Lavdi Reise. Ve'ein marzirin elo be'edim, only marzir with a tvius ayin of edim, mikol mokim yalfinim misimla. But we have a limud from Simla. Simla is a dugme of something that the Bailam is not miyayish from, because there's a simon. Even though you're not marsa b'simon. Now what is pshat in this? The davke dovo sheyesh boi simon chayiv lahachiz. Davke is something that has a simon yechayiv lahachiz. Dal yedei sheyesh boi simon. Since it has a simen, yimtzo edim, he'll find edim that'll be makirit between his eye. Sheyoyma lehem makirim atem simlo sheli, shohoyu bo simonim kach pekach. So through the simonim, he'll find edim. Now, exactly what pshat is, and this is, I saw the Eitz Mefoshi Talmud brings two Mahalchim and Taisvis in Gittin, and perhaps we can say both of these Mahalchim and not Taisvis. One Mahalach, Taisvis says, Dal Yidei Simonim Makirim Ho'edim Betvius Ayin. Through the Simonim, the Edim are Makir Betvius Ayin. Vo'oid al Yedei Simen Shoyelim im Yesh Shemakir Oisei Dovo Sheyesh Boi Simen Kach Vekach. Da Yedei Kach Yimtzo Edim. Avokshein Boi Simen Ein Yoideya Hech Lishoyel Umisyayish. Now, the second Mahalach, and perhaps it's more mashma like that, the Loshon of Taisvis, it seems to find Edim who have a Tvius Ayin on one of his Chafetzim it seems he has to pinpoint which chayfetz you're talking about. You come over, Tatum, you recognize what I know your whole wardrobe. I know you have 25 shirts. If I know all your shirts, no. So if I'll pinpoint into the shirt, you know, with the stain on the collar, you know, that shirt, you remember, I always wear it. Oh, so it seems that's how we could find an aid. A dim to be made. Without a simon, it's like he's facing a stone wall. He doesn't know where to look, who to ask, and since he can't pinpoint what he lost, he will never be able to find someone who will be willing to say Eidus. That somehow shot in the second teretz of Tosfos. Aidei simin shoylem im yesh makir oisei dovo shesh by simin. Is there someone that's makir that thing that has this in the simin? They kach yim tzaydim. He has no way of approaching people who misyayish. That's somehow shot in the one malach in Taisvis. And then the first malach of Taisvis is Taidei Simen Makirim Ha'edim Betviyas Ayin. They say the Nefesh Chayim brings Shtelsu Aramban in Parshas Miketz. In the beginning, when Yosef saw the Shvotim, it says, Vayakire. He recognized them. Then it says later, Nochamo, Vayake Yosef es Echov. What was Nischadish? So the Ramban says, Vekasher hiskiru loy shahim boim miknan, Oz nisbarloi shehem ochiv be'emes, v'shuv ksiv v'yaker Yosef es echov, ki nitoisef loi bohem heker. Now, it seems that if a person is more richoches, that means there was a resemblance to his brothers, that was the v'yakirem, but we would not call it an akorah that I could say 100% sure that this is my brothers. When he found out they came from Knam, so he had a zaitika ichocha that these are his brothers. So then, perhaps he saw more in them than he saw in the beginning after he had a ichocha that these are take his brothers. That is the teva ha'odom. So that's the first teretz of Tosfos. That means there's such a concept of tviyas ayin, but the tviyas ayin becomes nischazik through the simen. That means if one had a hichoche from a simen, then somehow one has a greater hakore through tviyas ayin, and that is, it seems that's the first teretz in Tosfos and Gittin. The simen somehow is mechazik the tviyas ayin. So it could be that's also nichlal in our Taisvis. Vigam, now Taisvis says another yesod. What simonim, why simonim are asibe not to be miyayish? And without simonim, one is miyayish. So Taisu says, Amor de Kezach, Vegam hamoitse, lo yoitzi asimle lahar oisom lechol odom. I mean, someone found an aveda. Now he's going to have a line of 200 people that the lost an aveda, he won't show it to everyone. Ela lamisha yitain bo simonim. Afal pi she'enoi marzira loy bekach. He will not be marzah with the simon. Mikol makim doime shehu shaloi umara isa leidim. If there is a ktsas eichoche that this might be yours, then I'll show it. Avol dvorim she'ein behem simin havi shaloi belongs to the meitze beidavisha bailim nisyaishu. And it seems the bailim are miyayish because they can't get to first base. That means it's very interesting. Even the person found an aveda, somehow he's not mechuyev to be mevala the whole day to show it to everyone, to all to aid them. If this is the aveda, it's not the aveda. He's only somebody he wants. So for some reason he won't show it, and he's not mechuyev to show it. But if there's a simen, so he sees there's a psaraglaim ledovo, it could be that this aveda belongs to this person, then he'll show it. But without being ensured that the bailam will show it, the maitse aveda will show it, the bailam amiyach. Vaho de koma bigmore simonim kedinosva. The Gemara clears a shayla later of simonim deraisa, simonim lav deraisa. So the Gemara says if simonim lav deraisa, so why did the Mishnah say masim lamiyachedesh yesh ba simonim? I mean, the simonim aloimalo vloimayres. It must say nechanami kedinosva. So now Taisus has a tremendous problem. The simonim are an essential factor to avoid yish. Without simonim, there's the zikh is yish. So the Tana had a mention. Masim lemiyuchede sheyesh bo simonim biyesh lo toivim. The sole reason that there are toivim and the person is not miyish is because of the simon. So why does the Gemara say simonim kedinos bo? That's the Yisrus Kashi. Avogav the tzorich ha-simonim, da'yidei zeh yesh lo toivim, b'kol mokim kedinos da'filu ileitoni al sheyesh lo toivim. If the Gemara would have said, ma'asim lo yesh lo toivim, b'kol mokim yodinon da'dei simonim yesh lo toivim, b'en avaylam isyayishim to the frishis, at least you can figure out yourself, the Tana doesn't have to tell it to us. That means if it would say Masimonim, Masimul Mechedish Yesh Lo Toivim, I'd know, I'm a Taisus with Tim Shanachas, I'd know already here. Why is there Toivim? Because there's Simonim, and so that's why he finds Eidim, that's why the Moitzi Aveda shows the Aveda. So if he would say Yesh Lo Toivim, I would figure it out by myself because of the Simonim. So it is not necessary for the Tana to say Yesh Lo Toivim. The Yerushalmi is a different Mekor that Yish is Kaine. Amar Abzeira Shetoived Mimenu. Mi sha'abuda mimenu mitzuya itzol kolodom yotzo zu. That's not, that's abuda mimenu mikolodom, she's miyayish. So the makir of yish, we learn from the drash of abuda mimenu mitzuya itzol kolodom, then the zachiyah vashove, lafuki abuda mimenu mikolodom. Zok the Gemara. My bechlal kol elu. What does the Tana mean to say? Afasimla oisa bechlal kol elu. Oma rove bechlal kol avedes achich. That means if the pasuk says you return all avedes, so why was it necessary to start enumerating simla? So that's why simla is to be makish to simla. This characteristic that Simla has. Omar Rove, Lomali the Kosa of Rachmone, Sheir, Chamir, Se, Besimla. It says in the Posik, let's see what Rashi says, Sheir, Bechamir, Se, Besimla, Lesire, Sheir, Achicha, Isaiah. Then it says later, a few psukim later, Bechain Tasa, Lachamiroi, Bechain Tasa, Lesimla, So. Then it feels, Oh, Isra, Tasa, Kalabedas, Achicha, Shatavid, Menom, Matzosa. So why did the Pasuk have to enumerate all these different types of Avedis? Tzrich, the Kosav Rachmon is similar, if it only say similar. Avamine, hanemilem be'edem de gufe, v'simonem de gufe. That means, let's not get into the shaila, if simonem de reise or simonem rav de reise. Simonim de Raise, so a simon and a similar is sufficient. If simonim lav de Raise, so then you need edim. About al kaponim, similar is a dugma of something that either there's a simon that I marzer, or there's edim that have to be a sign that I marzer. The thing that I am being marzer, I have a bill of either simonim or edim, that it belongs to this person. Havel chamoyer be'edim da'oikev b'simonim da'oikev. But what if I find a chamoyer and the person does not give me at all a simon, or there's no edim on the chamoyer? There's only a bilu that the oikev says. He brings edim or simonim on the oikev. I would say this is not sufficient proof to return the chamoyim. Kosav rachmona chamoyer dafilu chamoyer besimonei hoikev. So the chiddush of chamoyer is coming to tell us that you machzer a chamoyer afilu without a biru that the chamoyer says, if there's a biru that the saddle says. So the Chassam Sofer says that even though Shaila is Shchiach, people lend things, but the Gemara says later that the people will not lend a saddle of a Chamoyer to a different Chamoyer, because it seems a saddle is like a shoe. It rubs. It will rub the Chamoyer, and al kaponim, it's something that one doesn't borrow. Each chamoyer has his own size, and people don't lend it. So memele, so that is the chiddush. So since I have such a svare that people don't lend it, it seems. So then kancha ilaben sabait would need a pasuk. About kaponim, it would seem that there's still a possibility of Shaila. You can have two people with the same, that wear the same type of size shoes also. So al kaponim, so it could be, by a chamer, could be it is not 100% proof, if the simon or edis on the chamer is, on the oikev, it should be 100% proof that the chamer is, but it's enough of a proof to be master the chamer. That is the chiddush of the chamer. Simonei oikev im ein loy simen b'chamer v'yesh loy simen b'oikev she'olov. He has a simen b'oikev she'olov, some meile will be master the chamer. That's why it says chamer. So the Gemara, fine, now we know chamer. Hey, Malay Matrinalay Kazvachmona Khamer. Dafilo Khamer Bismanoik. Frek the Gemar Mare Shair Vise the Kosav Rachmona Lomali. Fine. Now why does it say Shair Vise? So the Gemara says Shair da Afilu Legizas Znovoy. Shair is coming to tell us that not only are you Meshiv the Shair, Yemeshiv, the Giza of the Zonov of Asher. Now, let us see this Machlikis, Rashi, and Taisus. Legizas Znovoi, Shafilu, Seyo, Shebesoif, Azonov, Yachsel. Now, what does it mean, the Seyo, Shebesoif, Azonov, Yachsel? Giza means that they used to, it seems there are some hairs that grow on the tail of a shear, and if you shear them off, it grows again. And it's a commodity that is used for, you can make something out of this seyer shebegizas znovoy. Now, So the chiddush is shafilu sheya shebesayif azon of yachzer. Now let us the vial that so the means. So let us just say what it means according to Rashi. That means he shared off the seya of the gizas nogoy, and now later the bailam comes. So the bailam comes and he gives back the sheya. And then the Bailam looks, when I lost it, they had a bushy tail, and it seems it was trimmed. You please return the trimmings? So the Pasuk says, yeah, he has to return the Seyir Shebegizas Nogoy. That is the Chiddush of the Pasuk, and as yet let us not understand the Chiddush, but that's what Rashi says. Now let us see Tosfos. Legizas Nogoy. So Tosfos asks, Ve'im Taima, Im Yeshba Shove Pute, if there's a Shove Pute, Pshite, so it's an Aveda, that's worth a Shove Pute. I mean, this is, so Zichavash Taisich, you have to return it. I mean, what, have I mean of what I have that I don't have to return? V'imein Ba Shove Pute, if it doesn't have a Shove Pute, Hamatina lekamon mi'ashove. The Gemara says later, if I find an aveda that is not worth a shove pluta, there's no mitzvah ashove. So if this seyo lemais is worth less than a shove pluta, so I don't have to return it. So manav shech, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? If it has a shove pluta, I don't need a pasuk. If it doesn't have a shove pluta, I don't understand the pasuk. That's Taisvus Kash. So the Rishonim, Yosef Taran, say, no, the Pasuk is telling us a chiddush. That halacha, that your potter to return an aveda that's aimed by shava pluta, that is, if the whole aveda is not worth a shava pluta, there's no mitzvah shava. But here I found a shoyl that is worth a shava pluta. So now, this is a chelik of the aveda. I cut it off now. And it's not worth a shava pluta. So the chiddush akro is, since on the ikabayim, there's a chiyav ashava, because the ikabayim is worth a shava pluta, there's a chiyav ashava on the giza, which is not worth a shava pluta. That kufa is the chiddush akro. That's how the rishonim say pshat in Rashi. And it seems Tosfos did not like this. Tosfos did not like this. Greater dikedin. I mean, now it's cut off from the shoyer, and now this is a chelek of an aveda that v'yeshloima the itzrich shechayev legoizezo beito afal pi she'ein bo shove pute bisho shegozezo. Now Tosfos says amir de kechidish. That Tosfos says the chiddush of the pasuk is that he's mechuyev to be misasek b'shvach aveide v'logoyz znovoy l'chshiyagia lidei gize k'dei sheyigadol v'yachzer v'yogoyz. That means like this. That Tosfos saying Amir de Kechidush, als the chiyuvim of the Shomer Aveda, we have to understand like this, that it seems the hair of the Giza, if he doesn't do anything with it, it won't grow. By cutting it keseda, let's say, every 30 days, it's going to grow, and you have a new growth every 30 days. So, l'chayre, one would say, good, I found an Aveda. Good, there's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. I'm not a barber by profession. I don't share tales by profession. If it would be by him, he'd cut off the hair every 30 days, and eventually he'd make a small profit. Even the first geese is worth less than the shavaputa, but of every 30 days, and then in a few months, you'll have a shavaputa. That's, he's the bailam. But I'm not the bailam. Why am I mechuyev to do this? So the pasuk is machadish according to Tosfos. No, als the chiyav of Ashavas aveda, you mechuyev to do what the bailim would have done. and the Bailam would have cut it every 30 days to get a small profit eventually. Now it's like the first time you cut it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta. But if you'll cut it every month, it'll be worth a Shavah Pruta. So Yom HaChuyif, that's Alts Yochiv, Alts Shemar Aveide, to do what the Bailam would have done if it would not have been lost. That means this man of Giza, because if he'll continue doing this, it will reap a small profit and become worth a shavaputa. So according to Taishwis, the Chiddush is the Zachiv lehis asek bishvacha aveide. According to Rashi, there's no such chiv. The chiv is that there's a chiv ashove and something that's poches mishove pruta, since the ikar aveide is a shove pruta. This is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There's a kasha, let's just mention the kasha. There's a kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Now Yeshua asks a kasha, says, Rishayim Mutshezich, what is pshat in this pasuk of Gizas Znovoi? He says, L'chayre, he would have a pashat chiddush. The chiddush is that, let's say, he picked up the shoyer before Yish. He found it before Yish. Now there's a dinner, and that means the Yish was, he picked it up, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He found it Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That was before years. So, it's 4 years, so there's a Chiyah of Hashav. Now, the Bailam was Miyayish Bay Sivan. Fine. Bailam was Miyayish Bay Sivan. So, I have to return the Shoyer because Pisura Suliyot, I picked up before years. I can't keep it. Fine. But this Giza grew after Yish. That means, when I found it, there was no Giza on it. Now later, the Giza grew. But the Giza grew after Yish already. So I would think that the Giza grew after Yish. There was never Chalach Yivashov on the Giza. So maybe there's no, I can keep the Giza. That goof is the Chiddush. Since that it was Chalach Yivashov on the Behemoth, so that's, Ma'akev I should be kind of the geese. That's the Bnei Yeshua Zakash. About Kaponim, this is the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Yeah. So let's go further. So now we know the Chiddush of Shoyer is coming, Legizas Znovoi. Viseh, what is Seh coming for? Legizaisov. To tell me, also the same thing, that you return the Gizas to the Bailam. Frag the Gemara, v'lichtoi v'rachmone shoyer, tafilu l'gizas znovoim, v'chosh kein se l'gizaisav. So why do you have to say another posik of se? V'chosh kein se l'gizaisav. Now we just have to know. I once heard from Rav Chazan Zechayna Levroche, I see others ask the Kashe. The way the Gemara asks the Kashe, the Gemara seems to ask the Kashe, if it says Gizas is Novoi, Kolshkein, the Giza of Aseh. Now, the Giza of Aseh, for Shteitzach, is worth more money than the Giza of Shoyer. But l'chayre, it's not a kolshkein. It's a manavshech. Let's talk about the geese of the seh. The geese of the seh is worth less than the shavah pute. So you vayta the same yisod that you have by geese snovay. If it's worth so it says geese snovay mechuyev to return even if it's worth a shavah pute. Even worth it for worth pachas nei shavaput. If it's worth a shavaput, so I don't need a posik, like Taisu says. So if a shteitzach im chuyif to return it. If the zechiv is askes, so the chiz is askes, mean the kolshkein, it would seem like, it is a psamid of a kal v'chaima, there's a murdike kasha here on Taisvis. Let's just come to Taisvis. V'sed aveidet l'divra hakol kasha. It's on the Gemara later. But Makshim, sheneima milsedosi bekalvochem etorach bekosav lokho. Taisvis akasha, good, it's a kalvochem, the Taisvis wrote it. It's difficult to understand. It's not, the get of a kalvachayma is a different thing, but of the mid of a kalvachayma, I can figure it out. It talks because of lokho. Here, the giza of a seh, lokhayre is, whatever it says by sheir, it says by seh. It's more giza. I mean, it's not a, so the Maram Shif asks us on Taisvis kasha. Okay, we'll go further. We'll see Taisvis tarif. But Kaponim, the Kolshkein is not too easy to understand. Who then the Gemara could have said. Anyway, it's the case of said the Kosov Achmon Uli. Sagreis of Lichtov Achmon of the Philo Gizas Novi, Sala Gizas. The Lichtov Achmon is sure that Philo Gizas Novi, the Kolshkein Sala Gizas. So why did I need a special posik for said? Elo Omar Rove Chamoyer de Boer Rabbi Yehuda. That means, Rava said, there are certain psukim that we really don't know pshat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in the parsha of the Niskei Boer, we don't know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Chamer is coming to tell us. And we don't know what Seh is coming to tell us. Tzich is coming to tell us something, but we don't know. We don't know the Teretz. Let us see Rashi. Chamer de boir Rabbi Yehuda, the machayev al niske kelim boir. Rabbi Yehuda holds yechayev al niske kelim boir. Kashalon, we have a kashalon mai osa. So why does the say chamer? No, for shama shere chamer. Dila rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, mi boilei shere v'loy odom. Chamer v'loy kelim. So chamer is coming to be miyute kelim. Miyuta, chamer v'loy kelim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that yichayev an kelim, so what is it coming to tell us chamer? So we don't know pshat and chamer according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know pshat and seh according to everybody. We don't know that it's we don't know pshat in this word. Frank the Gemara, the emor leglolim hudase. Maybe it's coming to tell us seh. That the glolim that the set produces is a chiyav hashove on the glolim. It's a commodity. It's a market. It's fertilizer. So mamele. So maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. So let us see Rashi. The glolim laharzer es glolim. Because of sheir havaminu kiyosa legizas znova yosa. The share is coming to Giza's Nova. Avoglolim loichshivi v'loy lehada. Kosav Rachmon nekho yeseire laasuye glolim. So from Rashi it would seem that I need a posik for glolim. That means like this. Giza's Nova, Rashi learned l'chayir, the Rishayim say, that even though it's missing the sheer shavyes, it doesn't have a shavah plutum, we'll learn that later from a posik, that is a tnai by avei that has to have a shava puta. So the chiddush is, but since the ikar avei there is a shava puta, you mechuyev to be meishiv the giza, even though it doesn't have the sheer shavius. But al kaponim, it's choshuv, but the monetary value is not worth a shava puta. That means it's not that this, the Torah gave us shiurim in the monetary value. So Memela, so the Torah is Machadish, since you returned the Sheir, which is the correct monetary value, we also return the Giza. But Glolim Bechlau don't have Achshivis, so I would think, you don't say there's a Din Greire by Glolim. And I don't say, since you Mechuyev to return the Sheir, you Mechuyev to return the Glolim. That's how Rashi learns. The Taisvus Harosh says that the Havamina was Sheyamidena b'mokim shloyelchu aglolim li'ibud. That's the Havamina was that you should make sure the Glolim should not go to Yibur. And perhaps the Rosh learns like Taisvis, Taisvis or Rosh learns like Taisvis, that the Iker Chiddush of Giza is Mechuyev to be Mishasik in the Shvach of the Aveda. So I would think could be the Gether of Shvach or Aveda is everything that comes Migufa Aveda, Yimachuyev to be Mishasik Lashbichoy. That means Asher grows Seyar Biznovi, Yimachuyev to be Mashbichoy and to cut it every month. That's called the Zachiyev to be Mashbiach the Aveda. The Glolim Be'etzim is not the Gufa Aveda. So there's no Chiyev to be Mashbiach the Aveda. This is not called a Mashbiach the Aveda because it doesn't come Migufa Aveda. But that's what the Taisus HaRosh is saying about Kaponim. The Pasuk is telling us, Yamidenu b'mokim shlo yelchu aglolim libur al Kaponim. You don't have to do anything, but make sure that the glolim al Kaponim should not be hoylech libur. That is the chiddush akro by glolim. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk is not coming to tell us this achiv, Ashov and Glolim, but Glolim Avkuri Mafkeluhu. What does Rashi say? Avkuri Mafkelu Lemisha Torah Boy. It seems Chazal had Anan Sadi, that a person who's being metapel with his animal, so this Revach of Glolim, the Bala Glolim is Mafkelu. Bailim does not want it to be returned. He wants that this should belong to the one who's being metapel with his abeda. So we have a problem that is coming from. Maybe it's coming to tell us that your meshiv, we have an ibrika says, maybe it's coming to tell us that your meshiv with simonim. He boilon, we had a shayla simonim deraisa, oi derabona, so kosa v'achmona said, afilo b'simonim adrinim b'simonim deraisa. That is why the Torah wrote that. Omri, so the Gemara says, no, midiktoni lu tane l'simonim gabi simle. That zich is not pshat in the posik. We see our tane mentioned simonim gabi simle. Now the Tana mentions Simonim, either one of the two, either to tell us that you're marza b'simonim, or b'simonim lav d'raisa, simonim b'chdi nosva. About Kaponim, it seems if there's a limud of Simonim, the Tana learned it out from Simla. I've called over Shesh by Simonim Vieshotim Chayv Lachesh, my Mino de Seh Lavla Simonim Udiyosa. So what the Tana did with Seh, we don't know. I don't have the faintest idea. What does Rashi say? Le Simonim also, Lashminon de Lahedre Bissimonim, the Layedim. The boy don't look common Simonim de Raisa de Rabon, Mino, the Mifshin, we must listen, Yalaf Lamisimla. The Hinem Boma Tane, Simonim Kedinosva, Nifshed Mikroye Seira de Sela, Simonim Osva, Simonim de Reis. Omri, Midenoke Tane, Masnissan, Lamel of Simonim is similar, Bahadi Toivim, that you learn out two things, the Simonim de Stoim, Shitalay de Sela Milsachitios. Bananu de Loyadino, we don't know what I can do with Seb, Mishamachile, Shitalay, Lakam, Simonim is Seb. Ilkach Kashia Lom, Lamai also. What does Seh come from? Let us see. Taisvis, by the Oike Perish, Simonim lav the Raisa, so you return the Chamoya by the Oike. Chamoya the Boiler, Rabbi Yehuda, Hodoloi Koma, Gam, the Beis Hillel Kashe, the Gemara says in Babakame, by Esnan it says Gam Shneyem. And the Gam, according to Beis Hillel, Bishami says Gam L'Rabbi Shinoyeyem, that if there was a Shinoy in the Esnan, it's also Puzzle, the Gavoya. That's what Beis Shami says. And Beis Hillel doesn't have what to do with the Gam. So Taisvus asks, when the Agmar is making now a collection of all the difficult words we don't know Pshat, so why didn't the Gemara bring the Gam Shneyim by Esnan? So Taisvus says, Lechosh Melabahim. It's Agmar speaking about the words which speak about animals. Chamer said, that's what Agmar is speaking about. These are the other words, the Torah also, which we don't know Pshat. V'sed ha'aveidu divar ha'kel kashe, makshin neime milsa dosa b'kal b'choyme torach b'kosav loko. So Tosfos asks, you're right, it's a kal b'choyme, but torach b'kosav loko. So we mentioned before that it's not a kal b'choyme, it's mamish the same thing. Kal b'choyme is a different thing, there's a mid of kal b'choyme to learn it out. But here it's mamish the same thing, so the concept of Torah because of Lakro is not so applicable. The Maram Shif asks this kashya. But kapodim that says viskashya v'tiretz harikoyim v'kivin v'nichtav shoyer legizas novoy ha'vegivitz ha'aseh b'chlal kol avedes ochicho. So memele, so you can't say Torah because of Lakro, ha'yev ha'posik of kol avedes ochicho. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabono. It says, Asher Toiva. Chol Abedes Achicha Asher Toiva Mimenu Umatzos. So what? Asher Toiva. We have to understand every word is meduyik. Chol Abedes Achicha Asher Toiva. Tvashteit Zach, he lost Abedes. What's Asher Toiva? So the Gemara says, Prat La Abedes She'ein Bo Shove Prute. Asher Toiva, there was a loss. That's Aveda Asher Toiva. That means there was a loss of Shavius. So that's coming to tell us that the Aveda has to be worth a Shavu Prut. There was a monetary loss. Let's see what does Rashi say. Asher Toiva, Shetekruya Aveda. There was a loss. The whole Chiyav HaShavus HaVeda is Afkem, if there was a loss, a monetary loss. At LaVeda, She'im BaShavu Prut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Umotzoso, Prat LaVeda, She'im BaShavu Prut. What's Umotzoso? She'teikru Yemetziya. You found something. So you found something means you found something with a monetary value. Yeah. My benayu. What's the difference between darshan from Asher Toiva to Matzosa? Marabaye, mashmoy is darshan ika benayu. There's no difference in halachim. The difference is in which word do you darshan. Ma nafkalei Asher Toiva, ma nafkalei mi Matzosa. But al kaponim, we have to understand that these two words are in yisod extra. Asher Toiva is extra, Matzosa is extra. What does he do with Mitzosa? That the Mitzosa means the Osa Liyode. Now let's see what does this mean. Zot Rashi. Asoy liyode mashme, v'afilo hochi, ochicha, v'loy oived, kaychov. That means, in the parsha it says, the aveda is ochicha, naveda of ayid, v'loy oived kaychov. V'limdoch, so it's coming to tell us, shavedas knani muteres. That the mitzos is coming to tell us, afilo you picked it up, it's mutter. V'loy teima, you shouldn't say, כי אם את הבידס קנני מלטרויך אחר אם את. The whole meat is, there's no din leisucha lisalem, you're not mechuyiv to be matriach yourself. Avol he knocked it, but if he picked it up, chayiv lahadur is mechuyiv to return it to the goyim. So therefore it says metzoso, that means he picked it up, and there's still a miut of avedis akum. There's still a miut of avedis akum. So that's what the metzoso is coming to tell us. The machlekes apoiskim, what does that mean exactly? Does it mean that it's his, or it means that it becomes the yid, or does it mean that I'm not mechuyev to give it to him? But l'maisa mine, it's also not. The machlekes apoiskim. L'man de nafkelei mitzoso, the one who learns out from a mitzoso, hay asher toivat may ovidlei, what does he do with asher toivat? Biboyle licht Rabbi Yochanan. Lama Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Binayin la'aveide sheshot for no sheim oteres. How do I know la'aveide sheshot for no sheim oteres? El avudim en mekologam. Shanema ken tase l'chol aveide sochicha asher toived mimenu umotzoso. Mi isha avudo heimenu umetzuyo eitzol kol odom. And that is a chiyev of a shoves abeidim. Yotz sozu, of a shotvano, shabudei menu, veina mitzuyeitzul kolodom. It's not mitzuyeitzul kolodom, so there's no chiyev of a shoves abeidim. So the asher, so you need asher toivad mimenu to tell us this trash, asher toivad mimenu, of a mitzuyeitzul kolodom. Ve'idach, other Rav Noi Menoylei, the one who learns out from a matzosa the need of Shabbat Pruta, how do you know Rav Noi's them? Nafkelei mi umetzosa, it's above. Ve'idach, the one who learns out, asher toiva, that you need a Shabbat Pruta, other Rav Yochanan Menoylei, asher toiva mimenu. Nafkelei mimenu. He went, that asher toiva tells me that it should be a Shabbat Pruta. And mimenu means, Abuda mimenu, v'loi mikolodom, lafuki shotfano. Ve'idach, mimenu le'mashmalei. So the Dvayakim says, mimenu le'mashmalei means as follows. But it can't say mimenu without a shetoivet, it's to say a shetoivet also. So that's why, so here's a shetoivet mimenu to tell us this din of Rav Yechanan. Zot Rashi. Asher, the osa liyodei mashme, v'lohochi ochicho, v'loi oivet kechovem. V'lindoch, oh, this we said already. Mi shavuda mimenu, v'haidu de kosa mimenu, kosa v'asher toivet. And that is pshat. That means he holds, you need the asher toiva to make the mimenu, to make this trash, asher toiva mimenu, the avud mimenu, mitzuyeitzel kolodom. So you need the asher toiva to dash in the mimenu. Umotzosa, avov yiseiro, mashmo, yeah. Umotzosa kva, that was, well, the Yodai is coming to tell us, to tell us this chiddush also.